Here at Lafayette Square Mall, the outside of the mall, and the Lord had provided Maria Figueroa. She's the one who founded the Refugee Institute, and this is about 10 acres of land. Last month, we helped her out to cultivate, and now there are different plants now that's growing here.
We're calling it grassroots community farms, and the participants are immigrants and refugees. The immigrants come from Zimbabwe and Liberia. The refugees come from Burma, particularly the Karens, and the other refugee groups are Iraqis and Eritreans and Ethiopians. We're trying to meet up with the Nepali and the Bhutanese. There are 7 plots measuring 30 meters by 90 meters each plot. And they're subdivided among those mentioned earlier. This farm is being it's in partnership. It's owned by the Lafayette Square Mall properties, and Refugee Resource was able to make partnership with them through Service Center. Service Center and is an organization of different group of artists trying to revitalize the Lafayette area of the west side of Indianapolis. So. And I've also talked to the Lafayette Coalition, and they're trying to, this is going to be, the participants in this project are requested to participate in the international parade come August. And the other partner, of course, is FHL, that generously donated the plowing services and other volunteer services, and the water supply. So FHL, thank you.
My name is Scholastica Chidemo, and I am from Zimbabwe. This project is very appropriate for us, especially we immigrants, who still would like to eat our foods, vegetables from our country. And this project has made it good for us so that we'll be able to plant what we were eating back home and enjoy. Regardless of that, we are refugees or immigrants from somewhere. So I would like to thank the people who donated the land, the water, the plowing, and whatever we got, especially seeds and hoes for those people who couldn't afford to get the hoes. I would like to thank them very so much, and I thank you for doing this. I thank you for being able to see further than what you are seeing is just refugees and immigrants, but to see them as people who also need to have comfort life like what they were having in their own country.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
You too.
And where are you from?
My name is Alfred Lincoln. I'm from Liberia.
And what kind of seeds and plants do you have here?
Well, right now we have from the initial start of the guiding, you know, from the main street, you have kittily. It's like a small bitter ball, very tiny. And in Liberia, the Liberian people love that, especially the people from Lofa, Maryland, they love that in the meal.
Oh, okay.
And that identical seeds, the local people use it to treat like fever. You know, if somebody have fever, they can pick the kittily, and boil it. Mm-hmm. The water, they use to treat depression in rural Liberia.
Yeah. So, what do you think about this initiative of garden initiated by Refugee Resource?
Certainly, it's wonderful. It's what we expect to see. The only thing is that the refugees who are certainly earmarked for this project, a lot of them don't want to get involved. So we try to encourage a lot of people, especially from the Liberian community, to get involved.